Radio EcoShock.
The first voices of refugees from rising seas are trickling in. This report is from Earth Matters Radio in Melbourne, Australia. The people of the remote Carteret Islands off Papua New Guinea find the sea has turned against them.
Welcome to Earth Matters, environmental justice stories from Australia and around the world. Produced on Wurundjeri land at 3CR's studios in Fitzroy, Victoria, and broadcast right across this continent on the Community Radio Network. I'm Tayshan Ahern.
We had to move because of what the sea is doing to us as a people of the islands. I mean, a lot of us will see these pictures and we say, so what's wrong? These islands look really beautiful. It's true. They look really beautiful, but the sea that we love, the sea that we grew up with as island people is now turning against us as a people who live on those islands. And this is why we have to move. Our shorelines are eroding fast.
The people of the Carteret Islands, a coral atoll off the coast of Bougainville in Papua New Guinea, have been called the world's first climate refugees. Like many low-lying islands in the Pacific, the Carterets have been experiencing the effects of climate change firsthand. They have watched as their shorelines have been eroded by the sea, king tides have swept right across their small islands, and salt water has literally bubbled up through the ground. The people of the Carterets have asked for assistance from their government and from governments internationally, but so far nothing has been forthcoming. So they decided they had to organise themselves. In 2006, the chiefs of the Carteret Islands formed Tulele Piesa to organise the relocation of their population. And in 2007, Ursula Rakova visited Australia to talk about the plight of the Carterets and the work they were doing. 9 years later, she has returned, and the message is as urgent as ever.
My name is Ursula Rakova and I come from a small island in the Pacific, Carteret, which is part of Papua New Guinea. I am the executive director of a local organization that was initiated by the Council of Elders from Carteret, basically to relocate 1,700 people from the atoll to mainland Bougainville. Carteret is 86 kilometers off Bougainville, 54 nautical miles off the northeast of Bougainville. So the islands are very isolated, but they, just like any other Pacific atoll, the people are isolated, but they are peace-loving people. We live mainly off the sea. Our food is from the sea. We've been fisher folks for many generations.
How many people do live on the island?
There is a population of 2,700 people, but we are also part of the outer atolls of Bougainville. We are Melanesians, but there are other brothers and sisters from Feed Island, which is Nukumanu, Motlocks, and Tasman. And we are all isolated from Bougainville, but we are all part of Bougainville as a province of Papua New Guinea. We have to move 1,700 people, meaning we have to move 150 families off Carteret Islands due to impacts of rising sea levels, shoreline erosion, frequent storm surges, and also our food is being lost because the land is getting smaller. Every year our seawalls are being washed away. Our food gardens virtually cannot produce food that normally we would have produced many years back. So we have lost a lot of our food crops. And there is hardly any arable land where we can grow our food anymore. And this is why we have to move.
Have you yourself seen these changes? Have you lived through these changes yourself?
I was on the island 3 months ago, basically going back and seeing my family. And our work, although we are based on mainland Bougainville, we frequently go back to the island to basically monitor the projects of raised bed gardening and mangroves planting on the island.
So you have actually seen quite a bit of difference as well between the times that you've been there.
I have seen big, big changes. One of the islands, which is an island that belongs to my clan, has been divided in half, and a gap continues to grow each year.
I was going to ask you, there's an expression we have in Australia, you probably know this expression, you're a little bit like the canary in the coal mine, having to, very few communities, I think, would be moving places the way you're having to move these things. I wanted to ask you about some of the stages, because you've been involved in this, and the stages that are involved in actually moving people. And my sense of it is that to relocate people, there's two stages. One is the local people that you have to move, and then the other stage is the people whose community the people will move into, they have to be prepared as well. Tell us a little bit about the first stage, getting people in the community ready to go. What have you been doing?
Thank you. We actually have a three-stage process in our program. The first stage is preparing families off the island to move. And the second stage is making sure the host community is welcoming to the new people who will move into their location. The third stage is basically making sure that both communities, the relocated families and the host community, are working together to continue to build these relationships. So the first stage meant that we had to do a lot of community assessment of how the islanders wanted to move, why they wanted to move, what were they going to do when they moved to a new location. And in the second stage, we needed to get the host community to go back to the islands to experience their life on the island themselves so that they will be welcoming to our people. And so it needed a whole lot of these exchanges, working together, building relationships. And in our third stage, we continue to build on that. We want to solidify relationships by integrating both the relocated families and the host community, and making sure that we are strengthening our relations through our clan tie systems. So we are doing that, and we continue to do that by making sure that we take part in the ceremonies of the host community, as well as they taking part in whatever we do in our new location.
You're listening to Earth Matters, environmental justice stories on the Community Radio Network.
Find the rest of that half-hour program on refugees from rising seas at Earth Matters, 3CR Radio Australia. The web address is www.3cr.org.au/earthmatters. The Pacific Islanders are running out of time. We did it. Nobody helps them. Nobody takes responsibility. It's just the start of pulling back from rising seas, first in distant places, then in your own country. Radio EcoShock is also out of time for this week. I'm Alex Smith. Thank you for listening and caring about our world.